Well, praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
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 Amen. What are we doing this morning? Or that, we're here for His glory.
Amen.
Unto Him be glory in L.A.
Amen.
Unto the enemy be shame in L.A.
Amen.
We're one with the Lord and each other that He would gain His body, His bride, and His sufficient testimony.
Amen.
So that He could come back. Well, brothers and sisters, I'm sharing at the beginning of what we could call a multiple blending fellowship. And I'll be sharing first mainly for a few minutes related to the truth that we've been covering from the ministry in Morning Revival on the need of the new revival. The need of a new revival. And when we hear the word new revival, we never want to think of just a temporary stirring up or a temporary period of excitement, whatever. The new revival means that Jesus Christ is living again on this earth.
Amen.
In His divinely enriched humanity in a corporate way.
Amen.
2,000 years ago, He lived here as a God-man. And now He wants to live here again.
Amen.
So we want to be taking the lead to cooperate with Him, to allow and to give Him the way, and even to become the enlargement and the increase of the God-man Jesus.
Amen.
For the sake of the Lord's testimony.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, then the end will come.
Amen.
I want to ask you a question. I've asked this before. Everybody in this room that wants the Lord Jesus to come back in your lifetime, say amen.
Amen.
That's why we're here. We want to, this morning's fellowship and our blending is to hasten His coming by being perfected more into one.
Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, the new revival our brother Lee brought out in the mid-90s can transpire. We can become the enlargement of Jesus Christ, the God-man, in a corporate way. How? By three things. Three things. Number one, by seeing the vision of the age. Number two, by living a God-man living. And number three, by shepherding according to God. So the Lord's desire is that we in L.A., who in ourselves are a bunch of nobodies, but we would be those cooperating with the Lord for this new and final revival that the Lord Jesus could come back.
Amen.
The Bible ends in Revelation chapter 22 with saying, amen.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How about we all stand up and say that three times? Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
That's good. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, these three things our brother pointed out, and he put them into a circle. You can just imagine you're a circle doing a diagram. One third of it is vision, seeing the vision of the age. God became man to make man God in life, nature, element, essence, and expression for His testimony. Not in the Godhead as an object of worship. the age calls for and needs, and is followed by automatically, when there's this vision, a living. A God-man living. Where we are living, not just by our own natural life, but we're living. Just like he said in John 6:57, that the Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father. So he who eats me, even he shall live because of me.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, neighbor, are you right now eating Jesus? Automatically, spontaneously, when we are eating him, we live because of him.
Amen.
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 So, we are one
by eating Jesus, where you are.
Sisters, when we are actually cooperating with the Lord to live a shepherding life and shepherding according to God, it makes the vision even clearer and upgrades our living. And we're cooperating with the Lord. So these three are distinct but not separate. Amen.
Amen.
The vision issues in the living issues in our function to coordinate and cooperate with the Lord for His enlargement. His expansion contained the corporate expression of himself as the God-man.
Amen.
The one new man.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, hallelujah, neighbor, we are becoming one new man. One new man where Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
All in all forever. But we want to concentrate for a few minutes just on what we've been on the last couple of weeks. Shepherding according to God. And brothers and sisters, if we have this kind of living and functional shepherding according to God, I tell you, the vision we have will be upgraded. The living will be intensified. Because they all go together. It will be coordinating and cooperating with the Lord and with each other to become His testimony, and then the end will come.
Amen.
Well, this phrase, the shepherding according to God, is mentioned in 1 Peter 5:2. That phrase, shepherding according to God. Not just shepherding according to my natural man, my natural disposition, but shepherding according to God.
Amen.
Shepherding according to the one who lives in us.
Amen.
Who's mingling with us.
Amen.
Who's uniting with us.
Amen.
Who's saturating us right now.
Amen.
Everybody that wants to be shepherding according to God, say amen.
Amen.
May we be those who are coordinating, cooperating with Him moment by moment.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, ask your neighbor a question. Neighbor, what's the greatest prophecy in the whole Bible? Okay, for time's sake, the greatest prophecy in the whole Bible is Matthew 16:18. Jesus said, I will build my church.
Amen.
And the church is the body of Christ. The church is the one new man. The church is the corporate God-man.
Amen.
With this God-man living and his God-man. Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, this is the greatest prophecy in the whole Bible. But, brothers and sisters, after he said this, he said how he's going to build the church. He's going to do it through his death and then his resurrection. But when Peter heard that, he only heard his death. And then Peter screamed at him. Don't do that!
He screamed at him,
trying to stop him. And then the Lord had to turn to him and let me say, "Get behind me, Satan." And then he said, "If you want to cooperate with me, coordinate with me and with each other, okay, you need to do what? Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Follow me. Lose your soul." Well, brothers and sisters, Peter still had many failures after that. Many, 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 many. Serious failures. Even at the cross, he denied. He didn't even know the Lord. But, brothers and sisters, Peter got recovered.
Amen.
And he's the one who wrote that verse.
Amen.
Shepherding according to God.
Amen.
He began to see. And he lived such a life. So I appreciate very much, brothers and sisters, on one hand, Peter. We have this experience in Matthew 16. But in the mending ministry of John, especially the two books, John and Revelation, you see this kind of a living and this kind of a function. And how does the book of John end? Jesus, who's in resurrection, speaking to Peter, was shepherding him. He was shepherding him according to God and telling him, "Peter, do you love me?" Verse 16. Everybody that has that verse, you can just look in your Bible no matter what language. Verse 16. "Peter, do you love me?" Ask your neighbor. "Neighbor, do you love the Lord Jesus?" "Oh, do you love me?" Then he said, "Shepherd my sheep."
Amen.
"Shepherd my sheep."
Amen.
"If you love me, you'll coordinate and cooperate with me in my function.
Amen.
In my labor to build up my expansion, to build up my increase. So if you love me, join me and be one with me to shepherd my sheep." So what was Jesus doing at that time with Peter, after all of Peter's failures? He was shepherding Peter. He was shepherding Peter. "Peter, you want to be preserved from self, soul life, your old man, your old life, your own disposition." Everybody that wants to be saved from themselves and their own disposition and the old man and the devil, they didn't say amen.
Amen.
That's what the secret in John 21:16. Love me. Love me.
Amen.
Love me.
Amen.
Love me.
Amen.
Be one with me.
Amen.
Join me in my heavenly ministry.
Amen.
I'm in my heavenly ministry.
That's right.
I'm resurrected. Join me to shepherd the sheep.
Amen.
So that I can gain my enlargement, my expansion. So the Lord Jesus was actually shepherding Peter in John 21:16. Isn't that very precious? So, brothers and sisters, anytime we really love Him, we become one with shepherding Jesus.
Amen.
And we have the potential to shepherd according to God.
Amen.
Not according to our natural thought or concept, but shepherding according to God.
Amen.
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 So, brothers and sisters, never graduate from your appreciation of John 21:16. This shepherding of Peter is a shepherding of all of us. And Peter got the point. And Peter later wrote the epistle, "Shepherd according to God."
Amen.
Which means unceasingly be loving Him.
Amen.
He is the only shepherd.
Amen.
Be clinging to Him.
Amen.
Be one with Him.
Amen.
Be in union with Him. And join Him to shepherd and render all-inclusive tender care to any of the sheep.
Amen.
Shepherd those who are unsaved.
Right.
New ones, weak ones, backsliding ones, goofy ones, strange ones, anyone. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, "Neighbor, we want to shepherd any of those ones."
Amen.
Is this any better?
Yeah. You should eliminate the static.
Huh?
The static.
A little better?
Yeah.
A little better?
Amen.
Okay. Better. Amen. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Well, brothers and sisters, we'll never graduate from 21:16. And we want to We can tie this verse in. Sisters, here's the precious point now. To be shepherding according to God in Los Angeles, the Lord will have a revival. We want to become perfected in our oneness. We want to become the corporate God-man with the God-man living and functioning in oneness with the Lord, bringing many others into this testimony, into this one new man.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we need to be those cooperating with Him.
Amen.
We want to be those cooperating with Him. So the Lord said, love me and be one with me to shepherd my sheep. And to love Him, brothers and sisters, we mentioned in John 6:57, is to eat Him. And the brothers and sisters, another verse, not only John 6:57, but how about John 15:4? Abide in me. Abiding in the vine.
Abiding in the vine. All the riches of God's life are mine. Praise God, you put us in heaven's living here, abiding in the vine.
To be able to shepherd according to God, according to the shepherding Christ, brothers and sisters, we need to be abiding in Him.
Amen.
That's why we begin our week with the Lord's table, that we would begin our week by abiding in Him,
Amen.
Eating Him,
Amen.
Drinking Him, loving Him, one with Him,
Amen.
To coordinate with Him for the building up of His one body and to gain His corporate enlargement as the God-man.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, this all brings us to the Lord's desire. In my favorite verse, what's that one? 1 Corinthians 6:17. Amen. So 6:17, anytime you see the clock says 6:17, just remember, he who is joined to the Lord
is one spirit.
Amen. With your neighbor, pray read that verse for 20 seconds. His sheep. By eating Him, abiding in Him, remaining one spirit with Him. And what's the final book of the Bible, which is the mending ministry of John, Revelation? And what's the first thing He says to the seven churches, to Ephesus? I only have one thing against you. You have left the first love. Brothers and sisters, the more we're in this organic, romantic union with Jesus Christ, the all-inclusive shepherd,
amen,
the more we will be able to shepherd according to Him.
Amen.
And coordinate and cooperate with Him.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, never graduate from loving the Lord.
Amen.
And we want to love Him with the first love.
Amen.
And the best love.
Amen.
Oh, how I love sisters, a good pattern of this shepherding according to God was really seen also in the Apostle Paul. And I'd like to conclude my fellowship with this. Brothers and sisters, like, look at Paul. In chapter 27 of Acts, Paul had been preaching the gospel, shepherding people everywhere, and then he's being taken to Rome as a prisoner, and he's being guarded by 200 Roman soldiers. And in the middle of a ship, looks like it's going to sink, in the middle of it, he was just one spirit with the Lord, who's the shepherd.
Amen.
And all the men are vomiting and are sick. And, oh, some of them want to commit suicide. And he stands up on the ship and says, cheer up, men.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, cheer up, neighbor.
Cheer up, neighbor.
And he shepherded them all. And I believe many of those Roman soldiers will see them in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
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 He shepherded them according to God.
Amen.
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 Cheer up, brother.
Amen.
How can he say that? He wasn't just doing it in a light way. He was one with the shepherding Christ.
Amen.
And then, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, Paul in Acts 16, he was put in prison in Philippi. Put in prison, he and Silas, and being very mistreated and everything, many prisoners there. But what happened? What happened? The Lord sent an earthquake, a great earthquake, and all the chains on the prisoners were loosed, the doors were open, and the jailer was about to commit suicide. He was about to commit suicide. And Paul told him, don't do that. Don't do that. No problem. Everything's okay. He led the jailer to the Lord. He shepherded him. He cherished him. He nourished him and helped him and his household to be saved. And brothers and sisters, the jailer and his household turned out to be the first household for the churches and for the Lord's move in Europe.
Amen.
Amen. So a horrible prison circumstance. Many times in our daily life we're found in terrible circumstances. But the more we practice to love the Lord and enjoy the Lord, the Lord is able to turn this out to salvation.
Amen.
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 So tell your neighbor, neighbor, rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, because of time, I'll stop here. But that brings us back to John 21:16. This is the mending ministry of John. We want to be those shepherding according to God, and the only way is to be loving Him with a first love and being one with Him to shepherd the sheep.
So tell your neighbor, let's be full-time shepherds.
Amen.
What are we doing today?
Every minute to get London.
Amen.
Even we're in this room, I believe London is taking place.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are the one who lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Now is have many testimonies from different areas and different ages in Los Angeles of shepherding.
Amen.
Of shepherding. So we're going to start with testimonies from those who are college age, and we would just like to have a little fellowship here. College is a really strategic time to focus on gaining people for the Lord and for His purpose. There's a story in the Bible of a young man named Jacob. Right when he left home, he got a vision. He got a vision of Bethel, the house of God. And we've seen it again and again that there are college students who may know nothing of the Lord, may not have heard the Lord before, but through our preaching of the gospel, through our enjoyment of the Lord and overflowing on campus, there are people who see this vision of God's purpose and whose lives are consecrated to the Lord.
Amen.
So we would like to have some testimonies along those lines. Now, in Los Angeles, we have different areas. Of course, there are some very major universities here. There's UCLA, probably with 37 or 38,000 students. There's USC with a similar number. There's Cal State Northridge, not too far off from that as well. And just an encouraging, there are many junior colleges. There's LA City College, Santa Monica College, Pierce College. There are trade schools like LA Trade Tech. We have students in fashion design school. There are many different types of college students that we have. But if you add all of the college students together, among the English speaking, we're in regular contact with about 180 students. And among the Chinese speaking, there's another 145 that we are in regular contact with. This is not a small thing. There is a lot of shepherding going on.
That's right.
And we would also like to say that this shepherding involving the college students is really a work of the entire body of Christ.
Amen.
So yes, the college students are involved, but it is a critical ingredient for us to have the shepherding in the homes of the saints, the community saints, as well as we have our full-timers who are laboring on the campuses. But this is the labor of the body.
Amen.
Amen. We need everyone's portion. So now we would like to have all those who are going to share a testimony. We'll have Cal State Northridge, those from that area. You can come up now, all right? Those from the Valley area and from downtown, the USC area, and from UCLA. And we'll share in that order. I think you have a certain time limit. Let's come up. Yeah, everybody from all three areas. You can use this microphone here. All right, we'll have Cal State Northridge go first. Northridge area, and then USC, and then UCLA. All right, let's go. Let's stand with them as they share their testimony.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm from Cal State Northridge, and I've been appreciating the full-timers just being on campus. There's a building called Sierra. It's a little cafeteria area, and there's a bunch of tables, and the full-timers just go there during, in their lair, and you can just go to them during the middle of your week. And it's a really awesome break from all the other traffic, where you're learning in school and all that.
Amen.
And, we were just there and we dig for nuggets in the Word. You know, we get this deposit.
Yes.
And it's just like an oasis.
Amen.
In the middle of this desert, right? That's
Amen.
Called campus. And I really appreciate it because the first couple of weeks, I just went to class and then left. And I didn't stop by. And I can testify there's a difference. You know, when you go and you join the saints on campus, there's a difference in your week. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Pick your name.
I'm Jerry.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jerry.
Amen. Good brother. Good brother. Thank you.
Your name?
My name is Kanae, and I'm junior at the season. This is semester, the first semester season, and I've been really enjoying meeting with the Northridge Saints and the new ones. First, I want to share about contacting freshmen. It was a first time experience for me to meet a lot of freshmen at the same time, and I honestly didn't know how I should talk to them because I'm not a freshman, I'm actually a transferring student, but I just tell them welcome to CSUN, but this is the first time semester for me. And, I was just, talking, since I told them, I'm a transferring student, this is the first semester, there was, you know, freshmen just like open up to me and go, oh, really? Like, oh, that we are same, you know? Like, are you excited to go to CSUN? And they're just like so open to talk to me. And I was so happy. And then finally, like, they're really open to, you know, give them a phone number for me too. And it was just so encouraged me. And the next thing that I want to talk about is the Friday night. It's also a good time to get to know the new ones. And I want to share about the one of the students. She's an international student from India. And I'm also an international student. And sorry, is it time? Okay, all right. Anyways, and she's an international student, and I'm also an international student. So that's why during the Friday night, me and her were just talking about, like, you know, how's the living in the United States, and then, you know, how do you like it here, and stuff like that. And she's just open to talk to me because we are just talking about, like, a similar thing.
Amen.
Let's see. I just want to share about the one verse, Acts 2:46.
Amen.
And day by day, continuing steadfastly with the one accord in the temple.
Amen.
And breaking bread from house to house.
Amen.
They partook of their food with exultation and simplicity of heart.
Amen.
My name is Kenny. I'm a senior at CSUN. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the home. Just throughout the week, students have been getting into the saints' homes, whether it's just to study, to have dinner outside of the home meeting. And I meet with a family every Wednesday just to become vital, just to pray for the ones that we're taking care of, and our coworkers, our friends, and our classmates. And slowly, we've just been praying, and we've been adding other students to our group, and I enjoy cooking for their kids, baking and stuff like that. But it's just been good to open my burdens to a family, and, you know, to pray for specific things, the ones that I'm closely related to, you know. And we've been praying for my coworker this whole semester, you know. And I stayed at my job just to pray for this one. I had a vision to just stay to work, and to really try to capture this one before I leave.
Amen.
So just opening to a family has been good. So, yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
My name is David, and I'm a freshman at USC. And in my testimony, I can really say that the Lord is moving on this campus. In high school, I never really took the opportunity to preach the gospel. So before coming to USC, I really prayed to the Lord, Lord, give me this experience of shepherding and having time with new ones. And on the even before classes started, Evan and I, we went on the gospel. And the first person we saw, we spoke to him, and we've been speaking with him ever since.
Amen.
He's just sharing with us. You guys are so different. When I meet with other Christians, I have this sense of, I don't have any satisfaction, but when I meet with you guys, I have this satisfaction deep within.
Amen.
And this is because we're eating the riches in the Word.
Amen.
And it's so enjoyable. And another experience is that me and some trainees have been meeting with a student who has a Mormon background. And at first, when we were speaking with him, it didn't seem like anything was really getting in because of his past concepts and his beliefs. But so the trainees, they just began to pray, Lord, really expose Mormonism and really expose Satan in this situation. And in this past week, I wasn't able to make it to this time, but the student, he just asked this question. If so many Christians believe in the Bible, then how do I know if the Book of Mormon is wrong or is right? And how do I know if Mormonism is right? So praise the Lord, the strong man was bound.
Amen.
And Satan was really exposed during this time.
Amen.
And also at USC, we have four Bible studies, one on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Very small, 5 to 6 students. And this is such an enjoyable time where not one person dictates the whole time, but each one, praise the Lord for each one.
Amen.
Each one shares their portion, and everyone is built up into one body.
Amen. Amen.
Hi, saints. My name is Stacy, and I serve full-time at USC. I just want to share my experience among the full-timers at USC about the Lord bringing us on in our prayer. At the beginning of the semester, we were going out on the gospel a lot, as usual, and it seemed that everyone was close. We had met lots of atheists, lots of maybe indifferent Christians, and speaking was just very difficult, finding the speaking ones or the open ones. So we began to desperately pray and seek the Lord as to what was hindering the blessings. And actually what we kind of stumbled into by the Lord's sovereignty was Mark 3:27. But no one can enter into the house of the strong man and thoroughly plunder his goods unless he first finds the strong man.
Amen.
And then he will thoroughly plunder his house.
Amen.
So we began to practice to pray simultaneously. That is, two of us would go out on the gospel and then the other two would be praying either on campus or nearby, praying binding and loosing prayer.
Amen.
And we just really saw the walls crumble.
Amen.
It was amazing how drastically different the students were through our prayers. Not only, this is in the last few weeks we've met many speaking believers who have been joining our Bible studies and in our club meetings, and also we've prayed with many unbelievers and Christians alike, so the Lord's really been blessing through our prayer.
Amen.
I just have experienced that once we started exercising the Lord's authority, we really had it. So praise the Lord for the authority the Lord has given us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My name is Yingpeng Ho. I'm a graduate student at USC, baptized last March. This semester, I've learned that for the gospel, we need to take care of our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
To be filled with the Spirit in order to continue steadfastly.
Amen.
I learned this during the beginning of this semester. We preach gospel. And the first, I was excited that there are so many students who are open.
Yeah.
But as the semester went on and the attendance decreased and the total number saved was less than I expected. So this made me very desperate for God's blessing. And through much prayer, I realized that the gospel was not yet my loving. So God led me to increase my prayer for the for our gospel friend.
Amen.
And to exercise my spirit with the saints, to touch him before we going out to preach and shepherd.
Amen.
So thank the Lord that the inflow has increased and we are learning to trust in him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in any situation we can always exercise our spirit corporately to filled by his spirit.
Amen.
And that we may steadfastly to shepherd and preach according to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hi, I'm Lisa.
Go ahead, closer.
Okay, I'm Lisa.
I'm Sam.
I'm Jeffrey.
And we're just going to give you a brief recap of what we've been doing at UCLA. So it's really been a privilege to be at UCLA this summer, and it's the Lord's mercy that we can even be in the center of his economy and his move at UCLA. And this summer, my highlight really has been to co-work not only with my fellow students, but even the full-timers and even the community saints. I just appreciate that all our fellowship and our prayer really gives a deeper intrinsic reality to all the outward activities we do. And I really have a feeling that this summer, what we were doing was not just routine, it wasn't robotic, we weren't just doing freshman orientations because we've always done so, that I really felt that because of our prayer and our fellowship, every step that we took was really in the Lord's living and present move.
Amen.
And so this summer we had around 12 orientation sessions, and we had 356 students contacted. And so during every orientation, we had something called a night picnic. And so these times were basically a more intimate session with our freshmen. And so usually we would have some singing time, and then group time, and then some dessert. And so this time it's really sweet because we've gotten to know the freshmen on a more intimate basis. But I have to say what really touched me was all the fellowship and prayer that went into each night picnic. Actually, after each night picnic, we would kind of regroup and kind of recap what went on. And we were just open to one another, open to the Lord. And you could feel that with each progressing night picnic, there was just more foundation and more support because there's more prayer being added to each night picnic.
Amen.
And through these times, a lot of our freshmen actually got connected with us through our Matthew Bible Reading Challenge. And that has been really sweet. I was connected with five to six other freshman girls. And so their consistency was actually very encouraging to me. And I got to read with two of them on a weekly basis. And so all these follow-ups continued all the way even when the quarter began during what we call our week zero. And eventually we had something called the freshman fall retreat, which Sam will cover.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So the freshman fall retreat, it was a little different than what we usually do. But what it was we took some of us students and then some of the freshmen that wanted to come up to Big Bear, and we basically just spent a weekend with them, giving them some messages, reading the word with them, and singing with them. which was really great. So Jeffrey's been sort of like my gospel partner this year, and it's been really awesome. And so there's one freshman who we got in contact with named Gustavo, and he was really open to coming. We asked him on like the Thursday before the retreat, and he was just like, "Yeah, sure, I'll go." So he came, and he really enjoyed. Yeah, he really enjoyed the singing. He really saw that there's a lot in the Word to gain. He really had a big interest to get into the Word after the retreat. And also, he got to touch the Lord in the morning, really on his own, which is super awesome. And so coming back, me and Jeffrey have been spending time with him again in the Word. So I've really just experienced how awesome it is to speak to others what is in the Word. So it's been really awesome to speak the Word, to get into the Word, because when you read the Word, it's the Lord's Word, not us speaking. The Lord directs the time, and then we just speak to the Lord. And one more thing, it's been really awesome with Jeffrey. We've been visiting Gustavo a lot in his dorm, and on the way over there, we'll just pray on the way there. And like, it's so great to just, I don't know, just walk and pray for his freshman.
Amen!
So I'm Jeffrey, I'm a freshman at UCLA. Like Ben shared, I've been enjoying shepherding Gustavo. So as a young person growing up from Cerrito, I've always been the one being shepherded, but I'm trying to learn how to function, how to shepherd according to God, and how to enter into the campus work.
Amen.
I'm sure that the campus work really is a matter of the body.
Amen.
Like the full-timer shared before, it's a threefold cord with the students, the full-timers, and the community things.
Yeah.
And praise the Lord that we are working as one team in one accord. So every time we try to visit, we have a lot of prayer, a lot of fellowship, and it's just a lot of overflowing of life.
Amen.
I enjoy that. The Lord can really move through our prayers,
yeah.
And we can coordinate with Him in our prayers.
Yeah.
Like our walk to the dorms with Sam, or even our prayer meeting, small group core, student coordination, freshman class prayer. We've just been praying for these ones, praying them by name.
Yeah.
And we just pray that God will overflow out of us, and then we'll be abiding in the vine. So praise the Lord for this church life. Praise the Lord for shepherding.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. My name is Haiwen. I'm a PhD student majoring in civil engineering at UCLA. I was saved on October last year on the night journey to San Diego. I enjoy the morning revival with my brothers very much because I feel my time is redeemed by the Lord and His Word.
Amen.
Amen. I'm Zhi Yuan. I'm a PhD candidate at UCLA in the mechanical department. I was saved this year, this January,
Amen.
Because Lord knows my every need.
Amen.
Amen.
And I really enjoy singing hymns, and it feels like the God's light blowing out every time we sing together. And we are from Hall 3, and the brothers and sisters really feel the burden to bring the Lord to more students. So this summer, we pick up more than 80 students from the airport, and some of them also received a short hospitality at the Saints' home.
Amen.
We also made gospel flyers to reach the students in the campus, and we gave them a short survey asking them if they are interested in the Lord, and then we invited them to the Saturday Bible seminars and Bible studies on campus. We all got involved in the survey. We all got involved in the service, and it turns out to be a very sweet enjoyment.
Amen.
And we all had the God growing in us.
Amen. Amen.
And as a result, 28 new ones got baptized this summer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We also have the huge burden on the campus gospel. So that's the reason our student saints gather together and need them to pray for the gospel three times a week at the brother's house during this summer. And it is really a great experience for almost 10 student saints to pray together in one accord.
Amen.
Amen. And we also enjoy the infusion of God. Through prayers, we are moving in the Lord's move.
Amen.
We become spiritual companions, fighting for His kingdom together.
Amen. Amen.
Now we continue to pray in 2 and 3 for the Lord's shepherding and His growth in us.
Amen.
Amen. We also have the night journey and the Bible study on campus. In the summer, we had the Bible reading every Tuesday.
And in this quarter, we are having Bible study on Mondays and Thursdays at UCLA, and also Tuesdays at Santa Monica College. So may the word of God run and increase on our campuses.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, since this concludes the different campuses' report, didn't you enjoy it?
Amen.
Are you encouraged?
Amen.
And so, as Brother Stephen mentioned earlier, indeed, the church in Los Angeles, we pay very much attention to the campus work. Yeah. Thank the Lord, there are many fish ponds.
Yeah.
They are right in our backyard.
Yeah.
And it is really the Lord's leading us to labor on these campuses. And throughout the years, we have seen many church kids, those who grew up in the church from different localities, and also their non-church kids, those who are contacted in college campuses. There could be the non-believers before, like the brother that sits there.
Yeah.
He did not believe in God, or he believed something else, but he got help through my shepherding.
Yeah.
Right? And there are some Christian background, but they are somewhat disheartened, they are somewhat discouraged, but through some shepherding, the Lord was able to warm up their heart to pursue Him.
Amen.
So I would just want to describe that the campus work is not anything different than the work for shepherding.
Right.
It takes all inclusive,
right,
tender care.
Amen.
And that involves all the saints.
Amen.
Involves homes.
Right.
Involves fellow students.
Amen.
Involves full-timers. Involves trainees. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we need to continue to pray. The first matter of our shepherding is to pray.
Amen.
So how about we spend a minute to pray with our neighbor for this burden, so that the Lord can continue to perfect the students, not just to be as a receiver, but also as a giver.
Amen.
Not just as the one to be shepherded, but also to be shepherded.
Amen.
Amen, saints. Well, in light of these main two points that Brother Dick's presented, that is the matter of loving the Lord with the first love and shepherding according to God, we wanted to continue the previous fellowship, which was on the college campuses, to also present the burden of the young people.
Amen.
And this labor, from the children to the young people to the college campuses, is really one field of work with no fences.
That's right.
And so we are one body caring for humanity.
Amen.
Caring for people. And we wanted to say a specific word for the young people. Who do we mean by the young people? We actually mean the junior high and the high school young people.
Yeah.
These are the years in human life that Brother Lee calls, in the little booklet, Treasuring the Teenage Years, the deciding factor of one's life. And so we would like to just present this burden with the hope and the desire that all of the districts, in all the areas, and all the saints, as spiritual moms and spiritual fathers, would take notice of the young people in your area. Brother Ben and I would like to just say a few words, and I'd like to first start out with some statistics and just some announcements, and then Brother Ben will say some words of how to practically care for the young people. Concerning the young people, I want to just read this small little portion that Brother Watson Lee said, and that is, and I'll just summarize, we should not only gain the Apostle Paul's from the sea, that is, from the world, we should gain the Timothy's from the families.
Amen.
May the Lord raise up an atmosphere in the church where 50% come from the campuses and 50% come from our own. Saints, don't you feel it's altogether right to take care of our own?
Amen.
May we pray for one another, and may we pray for one another's children.
Amen.
May we love one another, and may we love one another's children.
Amen.
A few announcements to the young people. There'll be a junior high conference that begins this next coming Friday. That's for the junior high brothers and sisters. For the high school brothers and sisters, today is the last day to register for the high school conference. To register, go to churchinlosangeles.org/YP-conferences. churchinlosangeles.org/YP-conferences. And then just to give a few statistics, there are about 30 in the downtown area with another 10 that they're caring for. So a total of about 40 young people in the downtown area by USC. In the west side, there's about 15. 15! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You have more, we have less. We're one body!
Amen.
And in the valley, there's about 30.
Yes.
Brother Sai here? I believe there's about 30. Yeah, right, Brother Sai?
Yes.
30 young people!
Amen.
In the valley!
Amen.
And the Lord bless the young people in the valley!
Amen.
And now the best church.
Amen. Well, saints, we just wanted to share a word related to the shepherding of the young people. You know, as this age that we're all living in gets darker and darker, the young people are up against and facing many things
That's
in their
right.
daily lives.
Right.
You know, for example, in the schools, there is an increased amount of peer pressure among them.
That's right.
There's bullying in the schools, and even now cyberbullying online. There's an increased pressure as their studies intensify. And even some at such a young age as junior high school are being introduced to or pressured to try drugs. This is what the young people are up against as they're endeavoring to pursue the Lord among with us in the church. And brothers and sisters, we know that the only real safe haven is the church, which is the family of God.
Amen.
And any family bands together to care for, to raise up, and to protect the younger ones among them. So our burden is that every young person in Los Angeles would have a shepherd and would have a companion.
Amen.
A shepherd, someone who's older than them, who can help them to love the Lord and grow in life. Someone who they can open up to and confide in without feeling guilty and without feeling condemned. And a companion, someone who's their age, a peer, who they can bear burdens with and
Amen.
Pursue the Lord with.
Amen.
We hope every young person would have this kind of a support.
That's right.
You may consider that you don't know the young people. You may or may not know them that well. But we can all pray. And we would also encourage all the saints in the church to introduce yourself to the young people. Get to know them. Say hello to them. We really hope that all of the saints in the church in Los Angeles would know and care for their younger brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Amen.
And so how about we pray along these two lines that every young person in Los Angeles would have a shepherd.
Yeah.
And every young person in Los Angeles would have a companion.
Amen.
And pray for a minute with our neighbor.
Amen.
I'll have a report from some Korean speaking saints who have been really enjoying shepherding as well. Right? Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
My name is Joshua Lee, and I'm from Hobart. On October 1st through October 4th, there was a Los Angeles Korean Festival that was opened in Koreatown area. And each year, about 500,000 people visit in this event. And over there, many of our brothers and sisters got together in the name of Lord Jesus and distributed 1,300 recovery version Bibles. 1,000 Bibles in Korean, and 200 English, and 100 in Spanish.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
That was our fourth year of participating mass distribution of recovery version Bibles. Every time we stand there and talk to the people about Bible, God, and their Christian life,
Amen.
We realize that the harvest is great.
Amen.
Just like Matthew 9:36 says, there are so many people who are harassed and cast away like sheep not having a shepherd.
Yeah.
They all need the triune God
Amen.
And the proper church life.
Amen.
So all the saints in whole one pray in one spirit with one accord
Amen.
To the Lord of the harvest.
like this way. Lord, give us more workers.
Amen.
Bring more people into this marvelous church life and thrust out all of them into your harvest.
Amen.
At the end, we received about 100 contemplatives who were very positive about our recovery verses. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So now we're planning to invite them to our Bible seminar in November, and we pray that this will be their stepping stones to the church life.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we need your prayers.
Amen.
Without your prayers and without your supplies, we can do nothing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Some prayer for the ones that they've been contacting through the Korean speaking gospel distribution.
Praise the Lord. And now we'll have three trainees share come up while I'm giving a brief introduction for those of us who aren't familiar with the training. We may know that gaining the truth from the Bible is a main element of the training, but there are many other aspects. These include developing the habit of personal prayer and Bible reading, being trained in character, learning to serve with other trainees, not selecting them by the trainee's choice, but by the training assignment, in their living, in their gospel teams, in the practical service. The trainees do a lot of practical service, including cleaning restrooms, serving in the kitchen, washing cars, and many other things. So it's not just Bible truth. They also learn to open to the Lord in all kinds of situations. Sometimes they're on a mountaintop, sometimes they're in a valley. The Lord is touching them about their attitudes, about their desires, about how they relate to one another. They also receive fellowship about the Lord's move outside of Southern California and get shepherding from older saints who become a shepherding pattern to them. So what they experience sets a course for their whole life.
Amen.
And becomes a blessing to the church.
Amen.
As they return from the training.
Hi, my name is Jessica Lennon, and greetings from the full-time training. So for us in the training this term, I think the theme in all the classes and the Wednesday night ministry meeting has really been, it's unfolded to be loving the Lord in the first place and His building work.
Amen.
These two really go together.
Amen.
God has only one desire in His heart, and this is His building.
Amen.
And I'm so touched by these verses in Hebrews. By faith, Abraham eagerly waited for the city which has a foundation, whose architect and builder is God.
Amen.
And they long after a better country, that is a heavenly one.
Amen.
And after going over the end of this term, this prayer came up in me, Lord, where is my longing for your building?
Amen.
And why don't I long for your building?
Amen.
So I started praying over this. And the Lord showed me in this how short my love was for Him. And I realized His heart's desire could not be mine unless I loved Him to the uttermost. So I prayed and prayed, Lord, You are love. Cause me to love You more.
Amen.
And the more I prayed over these verses, the smaller all my problems became. So this Wednesday, the questions were posed, who cares for God's building? Who longs for this? Who prays for this? Where are the grains of wheat who tell the vision of the loaf? Where are the grains of wheat who love the Lord, who love the loaf more than their own shell?
Amen.
So I pray, Lord, cause the desire of your heart to become the desire of my heart.
Amen.
So we have, if we continue to pray, Lord, cause me to love you more, and Lord, make your heart's desire my heart's desire. Little by little, He will be faithful to answer these prayers.
Amen.
May we all spend time with our Lord to know Him and to know what is on His heart.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
My name is Valerie, and as a third-term trainee on the children's team, some of my favorite verses in the training have been 1 Thessalonians 2:7-8. But we were gentle in your midst, as a nursing mother would cherish her own children, yearning in this way over you. We were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own souls, because you became beloved to us.
Amen.
And so, my highlight, this term has been the mutual shepherding and care I have experienced with my neighborhood children's meeting mom. Thursday afternoon, we come together for coordination,
Amen.
But firstly, we open up to fellowship and pray shepherding of one another.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was saved through the campus work. So at the beginning of the second year, you met going UST. A classmate took me to a home meeting. I began to read the Bible with the saints. And I got baptized in February 2013.
Amen.
And after graduating from USC, while I was looking for a job, I came to short-term and full-time training. So the Lord helped me one night in the meeting to stay in the training. So after fellowship and the fellowship with the training office and the brothers in LA, I changed to be a full-time trainee. And I was very thankful that the Lord brought me the full-time training.
Amen.
The training helped me a lot in many aspects, especially in knowing this wonderful person, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the person is a spirit living in us.
Amen.
This person becomes real to me day by day. So in the training, I was able to establish a more intimate relationship with the Lord. I spent half an hour in the morning and half an hour in the afternoon to just behold Him and fellowship with Him, to know Him in a personal way.
Amen.
And with the hearing of the healthy teaching and the study of the Bible and the ministry, I know Him more and have more appreciation of Him.
Amen.
A lot of bills were taken away, and that helped out my standards and a lot of things are being replaced by with Christ Himself.
Amen.
Besides the studying of the truth, the Lord arranged everything in our living to work on our person, that He may gain us fully. The Lord placed me in my team, my house, my group, and in my service, that He may touch me and expose me. Not because He gets me, but because He wants to get me, that I may gain Him.
Amen.
And then, though I'm graduating from the training I want to consecrate myself to the Lord again.
Amen.
The degradation will make home in my heart.
Ephesians
3:14. I pursue towards the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward.
Amen.
We actually have about 43 in the full-time training who either grew up in LA or went to school in Los Angeles. So let's pray with the person next to us, just for the Lord to continue to gain all these ones in the training.
Okay, to conclude our sharing, I would like to touch on four words. They are grace, fellowship, ministry, and fruit. Let's say those together. Grace, fellowship, ministry, and fruit. What is grace? Grace is Christ coming to us to be our enjoyment,
Amen.
To be our life supply.
Amen.
What is fellowship? Fellowship is Christ flowing to us and Christ flowing through us.
Amen.
What is ministry? This is just imparting the Christ we enjoy.
Amen.
Imparting the Christ who has become life to us.
Amen.
What is fruit? Fruit is something produced by this wonderful Christ who is our life.
Amen.
And fruit is nourishing.
Amen.
So, several verses. 2 Corinthians 8:1. We make known to you, brothers, the grace of God which has been given in the churches of Macedonia. Thank the Lord for the grace given there 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord grace us in the same way He graced them.
Amen.
And then verse 4 says, the Macedonians besought of the apostles the grace and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints.
Amen.
Oh, we're searching for grace.
Amen.
Our desire is more grace.
Amen.
Our desire is more fellowship.
Amen.
Our desire is more ministry.
Amen.
Well, what are all these words used about? This is not just having a ministry meeting. This is about material giving. Material giving is not a matter of dollar signs. It's not a matter of the accountant with the Excel spreadsheet.
That's right.
Material giving is a matter of grace. fellowship, ministry, and fruit.
Amen.
Because of the grace the Macedonians experienced, Paul says in Romans 15, I am going to Jerusalem ministering to the saints. He regarded the material offering that he was carrying from Macedonia to Judea as a ministry to the saints.
Amen.
Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution, or literally some fellowship for the poor in Jerusalem.
Amen.
And then he says, when I have finished this and I have sealed to them this fruit, oh, when they have been nourished spiritually by this material contribution,
amen,
I will go on to Spain.
Amen.
In Philippians 4, he says, you did well to have fellowship with me.
Amen.
Their fellowship was in the material offering.
Amen.
Yet it was not merely a material offering. It was a fellowship with the apostle.
Amen.
And then he says, when I went out from Macedonia, you in Philippi, you had fellowship with me in the account of giving and receiving.
Amen.
Then he says, I don't seek the material gift. I seek the fruit which increases to your account.
Amen.
So, in the church in L.A. in the past 3 years, our giving has been approximately constant. However, the needs have risen. There are the local needs to support the full-timers who labor on the campus and with the young people, to support some of the trainees. Where Stephen mentioned 43 LA-related, not all are supported by LA. Also, we have just begun a refurbishment of Hall 2. It has been there 43 years. It's time to refurbish it. These are local needs. In Southern California, we are purchasing the Oakland Conference Center. We need to continue to offer for this. Further afield, there is the training in Boston. We have had two graduate from Boston. We have one or two there now. We have at least one brother there now. Then there's the Lord's move in Europe. There's the Lord's move in Africa. There are brothers here involved in the Lord's move in Asia. We need to open to the Lord. It's not a matter of how much money is needed. It's a matter of, Lord, grace me.
Amen.
Lord, I want to experience you.
Amen.
I want to be in fellowship locally and globally by being freed from the power of mammon.
Amen.
By experiencing, excuse me, resurrection life. Oh, to enjoy the grace, enter into the fellowship, to minister to the saints so that there could be more fruit.
Amen.
So let's all pray with our neighbor for this.
Amen.
All right, a few announcements. When the brothers were sharing about young people, they gave us a website for registering for the high school conference. The simplest way to get to that website is to walk to the two brothers at the table back there. They will connect you to the internet and get you registered. Those two brothers will also take care of winter training registration.
Amen.
Both for going to Anaheim and for the videos in various places in Los Angeles. So, high school registration and winter training registration there. Offering box is where, brothers? Way back there?
Yes.
The box about this big. You can't miss it if you walk that way.
morning we will start in Exodus, week 13. We've already covered the first 12 weeks in the spring. So week 13, day 1 of Exodus, beginning tomorrow morning. As soon as we dismiss the meeting, parents, please go and get your children. There is no corporate lunch today. We encourage you, get with some things, go to a nearby restaurant, go somewhere, have lunch to have some fellowship with one another.
Amen.
However, the Chinese-speaking have made arrangements to have their lunch together here. So if you're in one of those districts and you know that you're part of the lunch here, remain here. Otherwise, please do not try to join that one. But you try to join with somebody for lunch.